This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 23rd. We're in hour one of the broadcast, 2017. And as usual, I've got a lot of news and information to share. I do not have a guest scheduled today. We will take phone calls a little later in the broadcast, probably after the bottom of the hour break. Got a couple of clips I want to share with you. Got some news stories. I didn't take phone calls last week. We had Eric Stryker on the second hour. So when we do take calls, I'm interested in people's take on that. I think he is one of the new upcomers that is really has got a real grasp on the reality of the situation here, and look forward to reading more of his articles. TheInfoStormer.com is back online now. They were one of the websites, more websites than I even knew, have come under attack. I mean, a lot of this seems to be flying under the radar. NewObserverOnline.com is down, but InfoStormer.com is back on, and you should check that out. They've taken a Drudge Report-style look to their website, and there is a wealth of information there. The sad thing about the NewObserverOnline.com, that was really a wealth of information about what's going on in Europe, Germany. These guys was really doing a good job. Now, I know they had taken the website down before because of financial reasons, so I don't know that this has been shuttered due to Google or any of the registrars, like the situation you're seeing with Stormfront. But it's really interesting now to see how this particular message, I mean, even Ron Paul's YouTube has been demonetized from, my source on that's Natural News. They wrote an article on that. What, Ron Paul occasionally does a little criticism of Israel, but this is a gigantic step toward the elimination of your First Amendment rights to freedom of speech. Of course, the First Amendment covers more than just speech. It's religion, assembly, right to regress. There's five different things. But we are seeing, because of the success of the alt-right movement, whether you agree with it or disagree, we're seeing the backlash that is coming. And, I've got some of the stories, we'll get into them, but this white privilege that is being rammed down the throats of the students now in college, and I don't know, is it really rammed down their throat? It looks like the most unreported story in the news is the riots that's been taking place in Missouri. I mean, NBC News didn't cover it any. I didn't know till this week. I was listening to another broadcast, and they said that Dr. William Luther Pierce said NBC was the news he liked to watch because it was the most propagandized, lyingest news network. That, fortunately or unfortunately, is the only channel I get for any kind of world news, so I've been watching it now for about 2 years. Oh, it's unbelievable the pitiful job that they do, what they choose not to report on, what they omit. That's why we're seeing such a rise in people turning to Republic Broadcasting, whose website's really done a great job. I've read a lot more from it in recent weeks. They've really been on top with some great news stories. And then all the other websites as well, that's doing the job the mainstream media obviously refuses to do. And I believe Eric Stryker said it last week, there's a real thirst out there for news and information, credible news and information, for what the reality of the situation is in the world. I wanted to get started with a story. Now, this is National Vanguard, which is a great news source of information, nationalvanguard.org. And it's a story by Michael Walsh. So let's just, Walsh, W-A-L-S-H, let's just start with this. The Inmedia have pulled the mask over Europeans' political elite, an elite now unleashing hell on all peoples of this continent and their brethren overseas. Their intention and that of the civil service, aided by a corrupt police force, is to pull the shroud over the corpse of our homelands, the burial they hope will take place in necropolis Europe. From the Baltic to the Mediterranean Sea, the world's smallest and most beleaguered race faces an ethnic Armageddon. Betrayed and leaderless, ethnic Europeans are abandoned to their fate as they confront the savageries of the incoming hordes of Muslims, Africans, and other non-whites. The most treacherous leaders in the history of Europe invite, arm, and collaborate with Europe's dark-skinned anti-white marauders. Now hardly a city in Europe escapes their clutches, the machete and panga stabbed between its shoulder blades. Across the smallest continent in the world, flowers are strewn, bouquets are placed, candles are lit, and prayers for deliverance are whispered. Hypocritically, political legislators responsible for the continental carnage, surrounded by heavily armed guards, dare to show their faces, which are never bare of the masks of deceit and treachery. The roll call of betrayal grows longer each day. On September 16th, there were 3 Islamic attacks in Europe. There may be more. The Inmedia, he's calling it the Inmedia, enemy media, do not report every attack. Those too dreadful to be ignored include the Spanish terror attack, which happened Thursday, August 17, 2017. A terrorist plowed a van into crowds, killing 13 people and injuring more than 100. Hours later, police shot dead 5 attackers wearing fake suicide vests after the second attack in Cambrils, a coastal town south of Barcelona. The London Bridge terror attack took place June 3rd, 2017. The London terror attack killed 8 people and injured many others on London's bridge and in nearby Borough Market on Saturday, June 3rd. 3 knife men were shot dead by police after mowing down pedestrians and going on a killing spree at pubs and restaurants. The Manchester terror attack, May 22, 2017. The Manchester terror attack killed at least 22 people and injured 59 others at the Manchester Arena on Monday, May 22. Lone suicide bomber detonated explosives among teenage fans leaving the concert. The Paris shooting happened April 20, 2017. A policeman was killed on the Champs Elise in Paris in what's being treated as a terror-related attack. ISIS claimed responsibility for the slaying, which comes just days before the French presidential election. The gunman is named Karim Charifi, a 39-year-old man who served 15 years in prison on 3 attempted murders. The Stockholm attack, April 7, 2017. 4 people were killed and at least 15 were injured when a man drove a truck down a busy shopping street. Rakhmat Akhalov, a failed asylum seeker from Uzbekistan, has confessed to the crime. The 39-year-old has allegedly admitted being a member of ISIS and told police investigators that he had achieved what he had set out to do. Then before that, we had the Westminster attack, March 22, 2017. London attacker Khalid Massoud mowed down pedestrians on the Westminster Bridge, killing 2 men, 2 women, and injuring many others. The knifeman smashed his vehicle into the railings outside Parliament, got out, and ran into the New Palace Yard, where he stabbed an officer to death. Massoud was shot dead. Before that, we had the Louvre knife attack, February 3rd, 2017. A knifeman was shot while trying to attack a group of soldiers guarding the Louvre in Paris on February 3rd. The attacker reportedly cried the Ali Akbar and drew a machete on the soldiers after being told he could not enter the Louvre. The Berlin Christmas market attack, December 19th, 2017. Attacker Anis Omri drove a lorry into a packed Christmas market, killing 12 people, injuring 60. The Normandy church attack, July 26, 2016. Two men armed stormed a church in a suburb of Rouen in northern France. The attackers slit the throats of elderly priest Father Jacques Hamel and took four Christian supplicants hostage. One of the hostages is still fighting for his life. The attacks in Germany, July 2016. A doctor died after being shot as he attended to his patients in the hospital. It was the fifth Muslim attack in Germany in just over a week. The string of violence attacks started when a terrorist wielding an axe hacked passengers on a train in Würzburg on Monday, July 18th. A young Iranian-German gunman went on a deadly rampage in Munich Friday, July 22nd. In two separate attacks on Sunday, July 24th, a man blew up himself in a separate attack, and a man killed a pregnant ethnic German in a machete attack. The Nice terror attack, July 14, 2016, a terrorist in a lorry mowed down revelers who had just finished watching fireworks. The horrific rampage killed 84 people and injured hundreds of others. The attacker, Mohamed Bahoul, a 41-year-old Tunisian-born French citizen, was shot dead by the security forces. Also, the Brussels bombings, March 22nd, killed 32, injured 300. The Paris attacks, November 13th, which was 2015, killed 130 victims. And I could keep going. But what the gist of the matter is, all of this, every bit of this, could easily be eliminated. Poland don't have these type problems. They don't accept refugees. They don't put up with this ridiculous demographic suicide that is being fostered on the West. And, you know, isn't it interesting? Donald Trump made mention when he was campaigning about how ridiculous the policies of Germany was and he didn't recognize Germany anymore in Europe. He obviously put together the facts that this was a by-design demographic genocide. But yet now as president, you know, we're not hearing much discussion of that. This is the exact plan that if we would have had Hillary scumbag Clinton, she would have put this into overdrive. But look at the Republican super cuck party. You know, it matters not to me if the Republican Party completely disintegrates into the dustbin of history. They have outed their own self as just complete traitors. I mean, we all know, RBN listeners, I know you know, that they wasn't nothing but bought and paid for sellouts to begin with. But they had successfully masked themselves from the majority of the population from that reality. But now, the Obamacare repeal and replace and some of the rest of it, they have shown themselves to be completely, completely in cahoots with the wholesale sellout of white America. Of white America. And it doesn't matter how much appeasement they do. You know, when they talk about it, I was listening to, I think it was Chuck Todd, but don't hold me to that. I despise him. But they were going into the fact that, you know, all of these DACA, these dreamers, I hate that name, but, you know, they were brought here, they've been educated, they're all, you know, they would have you think that all of these children, let's say there is 800,000, it's probably triple that, but it's whatever. Let's just estimate that this whole million, you know, they've all went to college, they don't get in any trouble with the law, by golly, they're just such a benefit to society. Well, you know, I was thinking about it. You know, they're all college educated. They've benefited from the taxpayer base here in America. They've got them a free education. They've seen how the whole system works. Why is there not a move to go back and make Mexico great? I don't guess you can throw again on it, but why don't you go back and wouldn't you want to go back and make your own homeland great? Rather than stay here where there's a controversy, where they're even wanted. You know, the anchor baby, which is completely freaking ridiculous. No other country in the world would be such a fool as to implement a policy like that. I mean, our country, our leaders actually continually have implemented policies that they know. I mean, you'd have to be a fool to not think that this is going to have a destructive effect on society. They don't care. They don't care. But their biggest fear is a mass awakening of people that are fed up and are willing to take to the streets, like what they saw in Charlottesville, which, of course, no media attention whatsoever to the fact that Heather Heyer died of just a heart attack. And I believe in happenstance. I believe in random things happening. But isn't it interesting that in that one event, you had a person that just dropped dead of a heart attack right at the place where it could be successfully propagandized like it was, and a helicopter, the Highway Patrol's helicopter, which you would think would be one of the best serviced and maintained vehicles, state-owned, you know, in a bottomless budget, just ups and crashes while it's flying around the area, too. I mean, it's just, what's the odds of that, I wonder? But that is exactly what we saw happen. So I wanted to run down just a list, because, you know, it falls out of the memory hole. Even I, when I was reading it, I was like, wow, all of those. I mean, last Saturday when I was on, I had read the headline on, I believe it was Drudge, where there was like three attacks the day before. The attacks are so common now in Europe. Until, you know, it really has no shock value, even when it's dozens killed. I mean, what do you expect? You bring these people into your country that hate your entire way of life. They make absolutely no secrecy of the fact that they have no intention whatsoever of assimilation. And yet, your sellout traitors in the government somehow claim that this, you know, this is the way it must be. This is the way it must be. So it is, again, back to my pound cake recipe, it is a recipe for the results that we see. There should be no surprise. It's going to continue, just like the monuments are going to continue to come down. The proxy army, the battering ram in America, Black Lives Matter and other groups like it, Antifa, being successfully used by the Jewish establishment to create this chaos and divisiveness, it couldn't be more plain. And actually, you know, Charlottesville has brought Antifa to the forefront of the news media coverage. I mean, we're seeing members being on shows like Tucker Carlson's and some of the rest. So it is, you know, I, for one, was not familiar. The first time I'd ever even heard the story, anything really about them, was when Father Francis on Stormfront recanted his events that took place some years ago. You know, I think 2011, 2012, something like that, where he was attacked, a group was attacked by Antifa. But now, you know, it's mainstream, so that's probably good for the truth movement, good for the cause, for these people to be outed, for people to be familiar with the terminology and what they stand for, because there's no reason whatsoever to think that anything other than this continuing will be the future. All right, I saw no news of this on the mainstream media. Maybe it's not newsworthy. I don't know. I'm going to run it by you, but Israel on Monday inaugurated with its U.S. ally a joint missile defense base on Israeli soil, the first ever, a senior Israeli Air Force officer said. So the United States and Israel have a joint military base now in Israel for the first time. One, I didn't know they didn't already have this, kind of surprising. The new facility at an undisclosed location in southern Israel was announced as Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was due to meet U.S. President Donald Trump in New York on the fringes of the U.N. General Assembly meeting. Now, I don't know if you saw some of the clips of it, the things Trump had to say at the U.N. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk just a little bit about the military base on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Finn. Back in moments.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. I'm running down a story. Yes, we have one more military base and one more country. We inaugurated with our partners from the United States an army base for the first time in Israel. Brigadier General Tikvika Haimowitz, head of Israeli Missile Defense, told journalists an American flag is flying permanently over a U.S. Army base situated inside one of our bases. You can go on down through the story, but the country has bought 50 F-35 stealth fighters from the United States. Huh, I figured we just gave it to them. We really sell that? I doubt it. Israel, without confirming it, was behind the attack indirectly, warned Syria and Iran that it would not tolerate any Shiite corridor from Tehran to Damascus. You can't move from Syria to Iran without our permission. I mean, it just goes on and on. But I thought it was interesting. No mention of that. New military base. I mean, what have we got? Over 700 military bases in well over 100 countries. I can't even keep up with it all. So one more added to the list. Now, this is an interesting story. I don't get RT TV. I wish I did. I've got a friend that gets it, or assume he still gets it. I know these things change, but Buried deep inside the just-passed defense budget is a small amendment which could lead to a ban on broadcasting of Russia Today in America. The architects of the provision, Senator Graham and McCain, may recall that in their youth, such practices formed what is known as the Iron Curtain. Graham and McCain. My God, won't it be a better day when we get those two sellout traitor pieces of scum out of our politics? The National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2018, which was passed by the U.S. Senate earlier this week, is stuffed with provisions that have little to do with U.S. national defense. This is a tactic that U.S. lawmakers have traditionally used to piggyback legislation, which would have little hope of adoption as a standalone bill. But deep down the list of amendments is number 1096, which aims to prohibit multi-channel video programming distributors from being required to carry certain video content that is owned or controlled by the government of the Russian Federation. Proposed by Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, and co-sponsored by Sheldon Whitehouse, the amendment was submitted by John McCain. The provision says a distributor working in the U.S. jurisdiction may not be directly or indirectly required to carry video content that is owned, controlled, or financed in whole or part by the government of Russia. In plain English, then, any contract RT currently has or will have with American cable and satellite networks to carry its programming will no longer be protected by U.S. federal law after this amendment is signed into law by President Donald Trump. The channel's current arrangements with carriers made it illegal for them to arbitrarily drop RT's programming unless the content was shown to be obscene, but now they will apparently be able to discriminate against it should they so wish. It's almost like they are afraid to let the Russians have their say, or are they afraid of letting the American people hear what the Russians have to say? So this is just another part of the slippery slope. They are trying to indiscriminately censor in every direction they possibly can. Even John McCain and Lindsey Graham slipping us into the National Defense Authorization Act, because there has been, I mean, I look at Russia Today's website every day. And, you know, it's one of the websites, I mean, I wouldn't want to get all my news from there, but it's a website that gives you some insight into the world that you would never get listening to Lester Cuckolt on NBC or any of these other ABC, CBS, these sellouts with their manufacturing of opinion is their goal. But the slant and the bias could not be any more evident than it is today. And trying to censor Russia Today off of cable networks, I don't know how many they have. I would say it's probably pretty widespread, but the genie's out of the bottle. You can go to the website. You can stream it. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. I'm running down some of the news. You know, I caught some of... Well, you know, since the movie It has been in the theaters, there's been a lot of stuff about clowns. And I thought it was a James Brown clown, but it wasn't. It was Maxine Waters. And she was, they had her, she was saying impeachment is anything Congress says it is. That they can impeach on anything they say is impeachable. They can make their own rules. I mean, she is completely an unhinged lunatic. She should be drummed out of Congress and maybe join a James Brown clown outfit or maybe a James Brown lookalike. I don't know if she can sing or not, but she sure does look like James Brown. But, hey, if you haven't heard this one, Fox News. How about this story right here? This really sums it all up, I believe, of where we're at in America today. A North Carolina teacher here in my home state here displayed a poster in her classroom that described the phrase "Make America Great Again" as an example of white supremacy. Parents are furious over what they call overt and extreme political indoctrination inside a French class at the Franklin Academy High School. So you're taking French, you know, but you're going to be indoctrinated about your white supremacy. The poster featured a white supremacy pyramid that provided examples of overt and covert white supremacy. It was first reported by American Lens. Among the examples of overt white supremacy deemed socially unacceptable are hate crimes, racial slurs, burning crosses, and the Ku Klux Klan. Among the examples of covert white supremacy deemed socially acceptable are Eurocentric curriculum, English-only initiatives, police brutality, and police murdering people of color. Other examples of covert white supremacy include the denial of white privilege, denial of racism, claiming reverse racism, celebrating Columbus Day, and cultural appropriation. So even if you celebrate Columbus Day, you dirty, rotten white supremacist. In other words, if you're a white person who marches in a Columbus Day parade, eats a taco on Cinco de Mayo, or picks yourself up by your bootstraps, well, you could be a flaming white supremacist. The phrase, "Make America Great Again," is also listed on the poster. Parents and students told American Lens the French teacher warned students that anyone who uttered the words, "Make America Great Again," would be sent directly to the principal's office. The real message from this is get your children out of these lunatic American schools run by these I don't know what you would even call. I mean, I don't know what race this teacher is. We'll find out if it gives her name. I don't know, but or his name. I don't know who it is. But I mean, you're teaching French class, and this is what she should be. He or she should be fired. One family tells American Lens that Gilbert has recently been wearing a T-shirt to class that reads, "Immigrants are what makes America great," the online website reported. I reached out to Franklin. Is Gilbert the teacher? I don't know who Gilbert is. One family tells American Lens that Gilbert has recently been wearing a T-shirt that reads, "Immigrants are what make America great." Yeah, those immigrants is making it great over there. Europe as well. I reached out to Franklin Academy High School Administrator James Cornegay via telephone and email. I asked a series of questions. Was the white supremacy pyramid part of an official school curriculum? Number two, why was the pyramid posted inside the classroom? Three, has the pyramid been removed? Four, was the teacher reprimanded? I received a one-sentence reply from Mr. Cornegay. Per our policy, we're unable to comment on personal matters at our school. Our administration is appropriately addressing any issue that may arise. It is unfortunate that a taxpayer-funded school has been turned into an anti-Trump indoctrination camp. I'm glad that parents and students have chosen to speak out, and hopefully this teacher has been removed from the classroom. That is the, I guess, the Fox News writer. This is coming from Fox News. But how about that? Sent to the principal's office. If you just dare to say, "Make America Great Again." You know, as has been well documented, Trump was not the first person to use that slogan. But because he actually advocated some policies that might slow the destruction of this country, he must be continually demonized by the media. You know, it is, it should be more prevalent now than ever that people do their own research and see who actually owns the media, see who controls these monopolies, and start to understand the massive indoctrination and mind manipulation that they have received. I mean, we can go back to JFK. USS Liberty. We can go. There's so much through history, and I stand kind of amazed. I've had Netflix for a long time, but I never had Amazon, where you can watch it over a Roku box. And Amazon really has a lot of movies in these various genres, whether you're, you know, UFOs, Kennedy assassination, conspiracies in general, 9/11. There is a lot, way, more than I would have ever thought available through Amazon, which you can watch through a Roku box if you have the internet. And so, I mean, there's so much of this information out there. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, it will absolutely be interesting to see as things go forward, because we've got hurricanes, we've got earthquakes, we've got possible war with North Korea, we've got a military base we're placing in Israel, we've got the whole situation with Russia, then we've got the racial tensions ready to explode here in America, the debt limit just passed $20 trillion, we've got a sellout Trader Republican Party, a sellout Trader Democrat Party. Our media is manipulated and controlled. It is the websites and information is coming under direct attack, more so than we've ever seen. And people like Chris Cantwell, I believe is how you pronounce it, can't even receive bail when he's on a, you know, he didn't kill anyone. And at least has a self-defense argument when you're in a riot. But so we're seeing all these attacks. We're seeing all of this just chaos worldwide simultaneously. And, you know, I know a lot of people, they just, it's so much all the time that it's overwhelming to the point they just kind of stick their head in the sand and say, well, I can't change anything about it. What can I do? But, you know, at some point, I don't know that it's going to happen now. We're starting to see more and more groups organizing and getting together, like the Traditional Workers Party or whatever. But I think at some point, as things continue to disintegrate, we will start seeing more unity and probably a lot more identity politics, which seems to be resonating not with the elderly, not with the middle-aged, but is resonating with the youth. And, you know, the youth control the future. So we shall see. Now, Russia Today reported, and how about this for a story? Last week, an EU court ruled Italy cannot ban the cultivation of an EU-approved genetically modified crop, thus publicly supporting GMO. At the same time, Russia has been ramping up production and export of organic food. So now, you know, if you join this ridiculous EU, then they tell you you've got to plant Monsanto seeds and you've got to go along with all of this genetically modified ridiculousness. But all the while, Russia's working to become the world leader in organic vegetables and fruits. Recently, the organic food market has definitely expanded in Russia. The organically produced food industry held a market valuation of $178 million in 2015, an increase from 2010's $116 million total. Economist Erna Kabuta at the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization Regional Office for Europe and Central Asia told RT, Euromonitor has also noticed increased spending on prepackaged organic food and drinks in Russia. 2015 saw consumers purchase close to $12 million worth of packaged eco foods. Russia exports organic buckwheat, millet, alfalfa, flax, and wildly grown products, including wild berries, mushrooms, cedar nuts, herbs, and a variety of countries. Russia also exports organic wheat to the EU. In 2015, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced plans to make the country the largest supplier of healthy, clean and high-quality food, which Western producers have long lost, is what Vladimir Putin had to say. So he sees that we're over here being fed nutritionless poison, that Monsanto has such a big stranglehold on the federal government of the United States, that it goes along with the systematic life shortening of its own population for the sake of filthy lucre. He sees all that. You know, I'm sure Vladimir Putin and many, many, many others have long, hard laughs at the plight of the American people here under the bequest of this bunch of sellout traitor, Jewish-owned puppets that we call our government. But at least he's, you know, at least he's doing it. You know, at least he's going to do the right thing and try to grow healthy food, apparently, according to that story. While here, you know, we've seen it time and time again, a state or a county can hold a referendum and try to just not ban it, not eliminate it. They just want to label it. They just want to know what they're eating. And no, I know you can't have that, you foolish goy. So, let's move on here. Now, we've talked a lot about this story. It's Global Research is running the story now. It is fascinating to watch some U.S. senators tripping over themselves as they attempt to defend their support for or opposition to proposed legislation that would make it a federal crime to support the international campaign to boycott, divest, or sanction Israel for its continued occupation of Palestinian lands. They want to make it a federal crime. You know, you're out here, you know, you're obeying the law, you're paying all the taxes, you got a business or whatever, you want to boycott Israel. Well, you foolish goy, you're going to federal prison. What ties these officials up in knots are their efforts to square the circle of their love of Israel, their opposition to BDS, their support for a two-state solution, and their commitment to free speech. They don't have that big a commitment to free speech, Mr. Writer James Zogby. Now, the bill in question is S-720, which was introduced on March 23rd, 2017 by Senator Ben Cardin. S-720 opposes calls by the United Nations to boycott or blacklist companies that support Israeli activities in the territories occupied in the 1967 war. The bill further prohibits any U.S. person from supporting this U.N. call to boycott and establish stiff fines and or imprisonment for Americans who violate this prohibition. There are a number of problems with the legislation. In the first place, supporters of S-720 grossly mischaracterized the intent of the UN approach as anti-Israel. In fact, S-20 itself acknowledges the United Nations Human Rights Council specifically targets only businesses that engage in activities in territories occupied by Israel since 1967. The UN target is not Israel, but Israeli actions that serve to consolidate its hold over the occupied territories. But of course, isn't it interesting? None of these mandates that the United Nations passes comes with any sanctions or any teeth. They're all symbolic when it comes to Israel. They're meaningless when it comes to Israel. But now, most other countries, you know, especially third world countries, while, you know, they might have some teeth in it for you, but not for Israel. Then there is the concern that by making it illegal, either the act of boycotting Israel or advocating for such a boycott, S-720 is criminalizing free speech and stifling legitimate peaceful protest. Well, I mean, if you're one of these people that still wonder where the real power lies, you tell me any country that can get the United States government to unanimously and rapidly vote and pass legislation to eliminate an American citizen's right to boycott a complete other foreign country, Israel. They are legislating away your ability as a sovereign citizen to boycott a foreign country. It's ridiculous, and it is the most obvious that the majority, if not all, I'm not opposed to saying all, but we'll just say by far the majority, we'll say practically all, just in case there's a few, for the sake of hopefully telling the truth. But this makes it crystal clear that by far the majority of our Congress and our Senate, their allegiance is not to their constituents. Their allegiance is not to their people back home. Their allegiance is to Israel. Their allegiance is to their big money backers. Their allegiance is to their PACs. Their allegiance is to the almighty dollar for which they kneel and worship. And they're willing to sell you out at any given time over and over and over again. They don't care if they're eliminating your First Amendment right. They probably don't believe in the Constitution to start with. They couldn't care less. What they believe in is money in their pocket, getting along to go along, the continued destruction of this country for the sake of Israel. And S-720 is just another blatant, glaring attempt to prove this to anyone that's watching. You know, Eric Stryker said last week that even the Israeli military comes to these college campuses where some of this BDS, boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. And, you know, I would be surprised that even this sanction movement would really amount to that much, to require every state in the country to have to address it, for the Congress and the Senate to have to address it, to have to send military to college campuses from a foreign country to address it. All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And we're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. And next hour, I've got a clip at the top of the hour of Don Advo that I want to play. It's about 10 minutes long. And then after that, we will... We will get into some phone calls, but before then, just you know, it's funny from my perspective, looking back on this, 2008, when I started a broadcast locally, we were discussing 9/11, Federal Reserve, this kind of thing. Race was not at the forefront. I mean, this, even with Obama being elected, there was a lot of people didn't like that. I'm not so sure it was all about race so much. It was about his politics with a lot of people, but with some people, certainly it would have been race. Didn't like it for the various reasons. But now, I mean, you can go to Fox News, you can go to Washington Post. It doesn't matter. There's so many stories that's based on race. I mean, it's always some stories about some college that some flyers has been put out at. There's a story right now on the Stormer. It's Atlantic City. Hundreds of Stockton University students, along with faculty and staff, joined in a rally in response to white supremacist flyers posted on the campus over the weekend. Inside the campus center on Thursday, students held signs, "I stand for love and unity," and "White supremacists aren't welcome here." And we're seeing these stories over and over and over and over. And also we're seeing the stories where all these classes are now being implemented to discuss white privilege. Black Lives Matter is speaking at not a sanctioned Trump rally per se, but these free speech rallies. Even though those that try to say, race doesn't matter or race is a social construct, look at all of the division that we're seeing along the lines of the Confederate statues, the websites being removed. All of this is coming down about race. It's really at the complete forefront now. It wasn't like that just a few years ago. Now, you could say, well, these shootings that's involved the police has brought this to the forefront. You know, all the same while we're seeing what's happening in Europe, we're also seeing from in this area, crime, I don't care what the statistics say, they can lie however they want to, crime is just off the hook in these, not the big cities, but, well, the big cities for sure, but the smaller cities too. And of course, we've got the opioid epidemic, we've got, even in small towns, you've got meth and heroin at practically epidemic level. So how could anyone look at the situation society's in today versus decades ago and in any way say that we've moved forward in much of any kind of way as far as some sort of more harmonious society? We're more divided than ever. And the reason for that is it's all intentional. These divisions are being drove like a wedge intentionally to create the result that they want. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. When we come back at the top of the hour, we've got about a 10-minute Don Advo clip from Tuesday. I think you'll enjoy it. Then we will we'll run down news and take phone calls. You listen to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.